In Luke 2:52, Mary and Joseph did not understand. You see, at the proclamation of Jesus, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and explained to her who she would be carrying in her womb. Mary even acknowledges Gabriel's words. She humbles herself and says, "Let it be according to your word." And if that were not enough, her song clearly displays the words of her heart of the coming king. The truth of Jesus was even announced to Joseph before the birth of the Messiah. It was evident at that time God was moving mightily in their lives. As the years passed, we're told that the child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and that the grace of God was upon him. It's no wonder that the boy Jesus would one day be found by his parents sitting in his father's house. Their frantic search for him was ended as they watched the people in the temple, left in astonishment at his knowledge and understanding of God's words. They had left without the boy, thinking he was lost, yet they were the ones who left him. Their distance from him was the cause of their anxiety. But I don't believe that the gap or distance between these parents and their child started as they began their journey home from Jerusalem. I think that the distance in their hearts had culminated here. You see, when Joseph and Mary questioned their son while he was in the temple, his answer was confusing to them. They didn't understand what he meant in his words, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" They must have forgotten, in some ways, the promises made to them 12 years prior. That is where the actual distance began. You see, in our infancy stages with Christ, the freshness and reality of his birth can leave us in awe and wonder. As with any relationship, though, distance from that time to the present day can sometimes leave us callous to that time of joy. And when we begin to forget the truth of who Jesus is and what he's done for us, we can sometimes come to a place where we no longer understand. We need to stir up our hearts today and remember the joy that Jesus once brought to our lives. It is then that anxiety will cease and flee from our hearts and our minds.